If you know IKEA, you know it's not just about the sleek Scandinavian furniture. It's also about the meatballs. No matter where in the world you visit an IKEA location, you can count on finding the Swedish meatballs at that store's cafe. There's even a Facebook fan page for them. Well, today IKEA announced some bad meatball news. The company said traces of horse meat were found in the meatballs sold at stores in the Czech Republic and a dozen other European countries. And so, once again, Europe's horse meat scandal widens. Mark Bittman writes about food for the New York Times. So you're well aware, Mark, that we live in a world with scores of ingredients in processed foods. What is your take on this horse meat business?
I don't even get why it's a scandal because, generally speaking, people who eat at places like, for example, IKEA, have no idea what's in the food that they're putting in their mouths. So the fact that it's horse meat instead of cow meat, I mean, they're very closely related. One has a long head, one is skinnier. It just doesn't seem like that big a deal to me.
Sounds kind of cynical. I mean, what about good old truth in advertising? You're buying a meatball that's supposed to be beef and you get a horse.
I'm just saying nothing here surprises me. I mean, I think squirrel meat might surprise me, but horse meat doesn't surprise me.
First of all, why do you think this is happening? Is it just because horse meat is cheaper and companies are trying to pinch pennies?
Anyone who buys ground meat on a kind of mass level industrially produced is rolling the dice. And it's easy to make jokes about this stuff. But, you know, people die from eating pre-ground meat. And I think there are food safety issues that are much, much more important than whether there's a little horse meat mixed in with the cow meat.
So if you're saying horse meat won't harm you, what for you then is the big issue with this news?
Food safety issues are big issues. Is the food supply safe? But the other thing is, how is the food produced? And, you know, for all we know, a strict locavore who is into sustainable food might find this horse meat much less objectionable than the cow meat that's being used in this prime. Maybe the horses were reared on pasture. They were out grazing. Maybe they were wild. How lovely. It's not so much the species that we're eating. It's the way, for the most part, that they're being raised and that they're being handled and marketed. So, I mean, I get that some people are freaked out about eating horse, but that really isn't the primary question. If the primary question is truth in advertising, yeah, that's a big deal. If the primary question is what's in the food supply, that's a big deal. But horse per se is not a big deal.
How do you kind of then say, all right, companies, you've got to put in the food what you're selling. If you call it a beef meatball, it's got to be a beef meatball.
At that point, you need many inspectors and you need serious inspection and food safety services. We have some of the infrastructure for that, but one budget cut after another, including possibly a massive one upcoming, I guess it's Friday or whatever the first is, makes it so that even a well-intentioned meat inspection service would not be able to do its job because there just aren't enough people.
What is horse meat like? Have you tasted it?
You know, they used to sell a lot of horse meat in Rome. You'd eat horse basically tartare, that is raw. It was very red and rich and good. I mean, and pretty much indistinguishable from good beef. Blindfolded especially, most people couldn't tell the difference.
And what about IKEA meatballs? You think blindfolded you could tell the difference between a straight-up beef IKEA meatball and one tainted with horse meat?
Well, first of all, I think there's pork also in IKEA meatballs. So you've already got a mixed meat situation. It's very, very hard to distinguish.
Do you like them?
I think they remind me of the stuff they used to call Salisbury steak when I was in high school, which goes back, you know, 45 years.
So I remember those.
There's a little bit of an emotional thing going on there, but it's sort of a comfort food thing. But I do not go out of my way to have them, no.
New York Times food writer Mark Bittman, thanks as always.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.